This weekend, we put a wrap on National Kindness Week. Now, I joke around from time to time. I say some things that are pretty over the top, but believe it or not, I truly believe in kindness. Little things like opening the door for a stranger, even a simple smile. And you can certainly up your game with kindness, and not just one week out of the year, all week, by helping out local charities and causes that need your help. One person who is truly a pro at this is former Ottawa radio announcer Dylan Black. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Derek. That is a very kind introduction. Yes, kindness goes a long, long way. Very important.
Now, before we get into the kindness factor, need to ask you, do you miss being on the radio?
I do. It was a fantastic run, 27 years from the start of my days at Loyalist College until my the end of my run at Boom 99.7 in Ottawa. And I miss it. I mean, I miss the community. I miss entertaining. I miss the music. I just miss having that platform to help people. And I'm hoping to be back at it again one day real soon.
Oh, I think you will be. Now, even though your headphones were temporarily, and I stress temporarily, hung up, you are still as involved in charity work. Where does this come from? Were you always so charity driven, even as a teen?
I was. So it goes back to I grew up in Vancouver, not too far from where you are. And you know, in high school, I was the high school president and of the student council, and that gave me a platform back then to help out the food bank and help out CHEO and help out different causes. And I just it was something in my blood to just contribute and be a part of society in a positive way. And I've taken that with me now over 30 years, and I just don't see a day going by that I won't try to express kindness or just try to be a better person in my own right every day and just help people. I think it's so important.
What are some charities that are near and dear to your heart? If you had to pick, say, three of them.
Very difficult to pick three. You know, I'm a huge believer in giving the gift of life, blood. I've given blood 125 times, and I'm actually scheduled to do another donation next week. I mentioned the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario. I mean, I have an 8-year-old, and I'm so grateful that it's so close to home. So I've been part of, I think it's over 20 different telethons throughout the years. And, you know, I did mention food banks. Food banks, so important, right? I mean, the way things are going these days, I mean, there's so much hunger out there. I've been very grateful to be able to, you know, eat proper meals every day, and some people don't have that opportunity. So reaching out to food banks, very important as well.
We're getting set to wrap up National Kindness Week. We're chatting with former radio announcer Dylan Black all about being kind to one another. Dylan, the one thing that I say to a ton of people, you know, when I open a door for someone and I'm with a friend and you get the smile, and sometimes you get that surprise where it's like, oh, thank you. I'll always look to my left or my right and say to my buddy, it costs nothing to be kind to someone.
I agree. I mean, I think the act of kindness takes the same amount of energy as the act of unkindness. And so why don't you leave a legacy? Why don't you help people? Why don't you just be a good person? And I've also told this to many people as well. I think that the act of kindness sometimes is a selfish act because it makes you feel good. It makes you feel great that you've helped somebody. It makes you feel productive. It makes you feel just like you're leaving the world in a better place than you woke up to that day, perhaps.